This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. And there's more at my website, allbook-books.com, and the Substack page link is there as well. Right, left, but who's centered? That's the topic for this episode. Just lightly thinking about the polarization, especially in politics. People seem to enjoy taking sides, you know, right, left, far. Now there's far right. A lot of people who I would agree with on a lot of topics, but then they call themselves lefties. So to me, that's like oppositional in a sense that I don't find constructive. But, you know, that doesn't mean they don't do good stuff. Basically, it's the same political system, the same domination system, as Stephen Newcomb calls it. Either way, right or left, same basic wars, same basic prices going up, same basic stuff like that. And the media feeds that. You know, Trump is in the news now and everything's like, Trump did this, Trump did that, Trump does this. Everybody's like, well, how could he do that? Well, personally, I think it's just a code word. The word Trump is a code word for whoever's pulling the strings. Not to say that Trump isn't part of it, but I just think the ire that gets aimed at him becomes a further polarization for instead looking under the proverbial hood to see that the left-hand signal and the right-hand signal, it's still the same car, as one metaphor. And also that the corporate media always has a superstar, whether it or a superstar or a villain, somebody to prop up or somebody to demonize. Again, more polarization happening. So whenever I see the name of someone bandied about, whether it's Taylor Swift or Donald Trump, it's like look behind the scenes to see what's going on. A local example of polarization I see on Saturdays when I drive to the farm stand, sometimes there's every Saturday morning on the left side of, well, depending on which way you're going, and no pun intended, on one side of the street is huge American flag waving people, and then on the right, on the opposite side of the street, are the people that are talking about kindness and fairness and protect Palestinians and such like. And the American flag waving are hardcore freedom and democracy and all those buzzwords for oppression, but there's no middle path, and either one of them is, although the people on the not the flag wavers would be have an affinity for the original peoples of Turtle Island, that's not much in the mix. So it's right and left, basically. And with the mystical Kabbalah, which is core of my spiritual holistic path, the Tree of Life has three pillars, a left and a right and a center. So staying centered is of the utmost importance for balance and harmony and beauty and being able to see things from multiple sides to help make smart decisions, make wise decisions. And of course, a lot of people know the left brain, right brain thing, which, you know, right brain tending to be the more creative, intuitive side, left brain the more intellectual, sort of robotic side, or whatever the adjective's there. But yet, rarely do I hear them talk about how they could be working in tandem. So basically, I just wanted to point out in these hodgepodge of references that the right-left stances and opinions tend to polarize and exacerbate arguments and further the polarization instead of finding the proverbial middle ground and respecting the middle, Buddha's middle way and the middle path and such like. And though it's an older poem, I'll read this poem that came to mind by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. There's a couple of presidential references that date the poem, but in essence, it's still in effect. It's called Bird with Two Right Wings. And now, well, I have to comment because he says, and now our government, and I hear Steve Newcomb say this, that like the word government is actually code for domination. So if people were to say, and now our domination, it would sound strange and people might not say it. But for the sake of the poem, And now our government, a bird with two right wings, flies on from zone to zone while we go on having our little fun and games at each election, as if it really mattered who the pilot is of Air Force One. They're interchangeable, stupid. While this bird with two right wings flies right on with its corporate flight crew. And this year it's the great movie cowboy in the cockpit. And next year it's the great bush pilot. And now it's the chameleon kid, and he keeps changing the logo on his captain's cap. And now it's a donkey, and now an elephant, and now some kind of donkophant. And now we recognize two of the crew who took out a contract on America, and one is a certain gringo wretch who's busy monkey wrenching crucial parts of the engine and its life support systems, and they got a big fat hose to siphon off the fuel to privatized tanks. And all the while we just sit there in the passenger seats without parachutes, listening to all the news that's fit to air over the one-way PA system about how the contract on America is really good for us, etc., as all the while the plane lumbers on into its postmodern manifest destiny. So that's Lawrence Ferlinghetti's poem, Bird with Two Right Wings. The current switch is not from great movie cowboy to bush pilot. It's senile doddering to the art of the deal and the art of the spielster. The Donald, who is a huge talker. Some things he actually does and promotes that I actually like, but overall, it's a lot of the art of the spiel and the deal with all the tariff stuff going on. But in any case, it's still, in essence, same system, different day, to paraphrase that phrase. So anyway, beyond the politics, I think a deeper point of all this is that right-left can perpetuate arguments and disagreements and polarizations, whereas, as with anything, not only for oneself, but with dealing with people, getting along is about balance and accommodating and not being extreme right or extreme left, but finding the overlap. Which would be some form of centeredness. And centered with one's feet with the earth and head with the stars. So, thanks for listening. Be well.